Dools, this week I've been chatting to this guy. He's an ex-MI6 agent, and his name is Nicholas Anderson, and he's got a set of books called NOC, and basically it's talking about his time in as a spy in MI6. Now, he is so deep cover that we can't speak to him. If he's ever in public, he has to wear a SAS-approved balaclava, and he can only communicate through us to us through email. So we've asked people throughout the week to send in your questions. We'll pass them on to Nicholas, and then he will respond to us. So we've done that. Now, one of the questions that came through was a really quite a good one, which I didn't actually consider, is what's the pay like?
Quite good, actually. The P officers, that's for production, they get more because they're operating in the field. I used to get a monthly stipend on top of my salary, and if I didn't spend it, I kept it. Additionally, when you're away from home, there's not much to spend it on anyway, so I'd save it for a rainy day. The desk guys are known as R officers. That's R for requirements.
So it's good money. You'd imagine it would be.
Yeah, because you only ever think of these guys like Bond. That's the only person you ever think of.
Yeah. He is kind of like a Bond, you know, that's essentially his job. So you would, because you have to give up so much, I suppose the pay is kind of, you know, justified.
You know it's good pay when he doesn't give a number.
Yeah,
no one who spends a lot of money dodges the number.
Yeah, but I reckon he's in the six digits, that bloke.
Yeah.
So another question we had was, what do your friends and family know about your work? Do you have a cover story?
Well, I had one long relationship with a Danish woman when I was in the service. I originally told her I was a music executive, but after heading off to places that weren't exactly known for their music, she quite rightly started to question me. I figured I wanted to spend the rest of my life with her, so I asked my immediate boss what to do, and he did a sort of discreet vetting of her background and cleared her. As for my family, only my mother and father had some inkling I was doing what was obviously highly confidential work. Nobody else did. I had a legend, which means that everybody, for example, neighbours and fellow employees, they only know you by this adopted name.
Wow. And, of course, his adopted name was Daryl Summers.
I can't believe that. What a small world.
I know. His cover story was so deep. He hosted television so people would be thrown off the scent. Yeah. Another question we got through, Dools, was are there or have there been any near global catastrophes that the general public don't know about? I really like
this
question.
That's a great question.
Yeah. Oh, Christ, yeah, loads. You know, there are many events that don't make the news, especially foiled terrorist attacks.
Wow, so there you go. It happens all the time. His name is Nicholas Anderson. For more info, just go to www.nicholasanderson.info. You track him down that way. God, he's not a very good spy. And his books are called Knock Three Times. I'm going to get a copy. I'm going to read more about this bloke.